Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this evening segment of Love, Forgiveness, and Second Chances. This is Valerie Harris, your hostess for tonight. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me on this line. Let's go to the throne of grace. Gracious Father, I thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for who you are. And we magnify and glorify your name, Father. I thank you for the night, Lord. I pray, Father, that there will be something said, Father, that will minister to someone, that will change a life, that will touch a heart. Father, I invite the Holy Spirit to come and have your way. I bless you, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. This has been such a beautiful, wonderful day. And what God has dropped in my spirit is rather close to my heart. And so today, I want to dedicate this segment to the women who have influenced and impacted my life. And this is my way of saying thank you. I'm not dismissing the men because they've been wonderful too, but God laid it on my heart and he just reminded me of some things. And so today I was just sitting down and I began to think of the woman who have sown love and friendship and guidance into my life. And I sat down and I made a list. And surprisingly, that list was pretty long. These are special women in my life that I made this list. And it's on my heart to just begin to pray and intercede for each and every one of them. Some of the women are no longer here, such as my mother and my sister Verna. My dear friend Enigma, that they've imparted so much to my life. Prophetess Ruth Gant and others, along with relationships that have been forged throughout my life. I used to feel that I was all alone in the world. And while reflecting over my life, I cannot even imagine how I could have felt that way. This list is too long for me to mention everyone who have impacted my life. But many I have invited on the line, so if you're on this line tonight by invitation, that includes you. And I want to say thank you. I have friends, I have family. I have spiritual children, my natural daughters. They've all had an influence in my life. This was prompted by a message that I was reading in my spirit on tonight when I was reading Luke 17, 11, and 19. And it talks about the 10 lepers who was seeking Jesus for a healing. And it reads, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found. that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. There are people that cross our path and in our life that sometimes it might seem that it's just by chance. But these are divine appointments by God in the stations of our life. And as I was thinking and pondering over this, and as he had put it on my heart, I actually was going to talk about it last week, but we couldn't, you know, with it being Thanksgiving, and we couldn't get on the line, but it even grew within my spirit as to what I was going to say. God never intended for us to be alone. When he created Eve and presented her to Adam, he said it is not good for man to be all alone. And Jesus, when he sent out his disciples out, he sent them out two by two. But I have to admit that there were times in my life that I really did feel like I was all by myself. Even when I came into a relationship with God, I still felt alone. But I'm here to tell you that God placed people in my life at strategic times for a specific purpose, as I'm sure he's done the same for you. There's this friend of mine named Madeline Sampson. She was Madeline French at the time. She was introduced into my life 51 years ago. We met when we were in middle school in the sixth grade. And to this day, she's still my dear friend. Now, we were children then, but I know now that she prays for me daily. She prays for my family. She prays for my children. One of my daughters is her goddaughter. After 51 years, their relationship is still strong. He sent a woman into my life from Nigeria, Africa, who prays for me and my family and my children. I used to have Bible study in my house, and I would pick her up, and I wasn't working at the time. And I remember I'd go to the gas station to put gas in my car, and she'd give me a $100 bill to pay for the gas, and then she'd tell me to keep the change because she knew that I didn't have money. And then I have this friend named Deborah Hodge. We worked together at Continental Airlines, and we used to, when we worked overtime early in the morning, we go in early and we read the Bible and talk about the Bible. And we were both baptized in the Spirit, filled with the Holy Ghost around the same time. And I remember me praying to God because I didn't have food to feed my children. And she called me on the phone one day and she asked me to come to her house. I didn't even have enough gas to get to her house and back home. And when I got there, she gave me $50 for gas, and she opened up her refrigerator and her pantry and just filled me with food to take home. The only way she would know that was by the Spirit, because I didn't tell anybody that. I only talked to God about it. Same thing with Mary. I didn't tell her what I was lacking. But she knew by the Spirit of God that I had a need. There's my pastor's wife, Denise Edison. She's such a quiet spirit. You rarely hear her talk. She don't speak up. She just sit there quietly. But if I tell you that woman of God can pray, God has a healing anointing on her life, and she knows by the Spirit of God. One day, I met this woman about a little bit over a year ago, and I know she's on the line. Her name is Charlene. And my nephew, Christopher, was facing execution, and we were fighting for his life. And it was on a Saturday morning, and I was on my way to work, and my heart was heavy. And I was talking to her on the line, and she began to pray. This woman prayed so much, my car was filled with the presence of God. I was crying and weeping. I almost had to pull up the road because it was almost too much for me to bear when she prayed for me. She's been in my life for just a little bit over a year. I love the fact that God gives a spiritual connection. Now, we know people by relationship, and we know them in the carnal way, but it's nothing like having somebody with the Spirit of God in your corner. Like I said, any woman that's on this line, I have my prayer family on the line that have blessed me. But this one woman I want to talk about changed my life. Her name is Prophetess Bridget Stansberry out of Detroit, Michigan. I was working at Southwest Airlines at the time, and she called my line to book a reservation. It was on a Monday night, August the 10th, 1998, over 21 years ago. I was a broken woman back then, but I answered the phone. I was full of joy that night. And she, as I was talking to her, she was scheduling the reservation, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me and told me write down her number. Now, that was against the rules. But I wrote the number down. And after I wrote the number down, she says, Valerie, you need to call me away from this job. Take my number down. And I knew that was God. It kind of scared me, though, because I didn't know what she was going to say. And 3 days later, I had enough courage to call her. And I was sitting at my desk in my office, and I told God, I said, God, if this woman don't pray, don't let her say nothing to me. And she answered the phone, and she said, I don't normally do this because I can just tell you what God told me to tell you, but I feel led to pray. And for the next hour, I couldn't say a word. She began to speak in my life. She invited me to come to Detroit, Michigan. This is a stranger. This is only a voice I heard over the telephone. And I was broken and I was hurt. And God showed her that. And she ministered so much love to me. And she began to allow me to travel with her. She became a mentor to me. Now, I'm older than she was, but she was like a mother and a friend to me. And I had never met anybody that loved people as much as this woman loved people. I never met anybody that was so close to God. And for him to allow her to be a part of my life, I'll forever be grateful. She taught me. She brought deliverance to my life. She ministered to me. And that was 21 years ago, and we still connected. Now, none of these people I talk to every day. But I tell you one thing. When you connected by the Spirit of God, you connected.
Our relationships should be built by God's Spirit. The church is built on the foundation of the Spirit of God. That's how we become one. That's how we become unified. Jeremiah 9:17-18 says this. Thus said the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for cunning women, that they may come. Now, you know, when they say call for the wailing women, that's what the scripture is saying. Call for the wailing women. And for the cunning women, it says call for the skillful women. And let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with water. And then verse 19 says, for a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forsaken the land, because our dwelling have cast us out. Now, every one of these women that I've mentioned on this line, I'm so grateful for them. I'm grateful that they know God. And I'm even more grateful that they know how to pray. Why this message? Why now? Our lives are so turned upside down and inside out, and we are so far away from the plan of God. There are women who are single parents trying to raise their children on their own. No husband, no father in the household, no priest to cover them and protect them. There are women who may be physically, sexually, or mentally abused. These are God's daughters. There are women who feel like they're all alone, without hope, and they're desperate, and they don't know what to do. They feel like life has failed them. But God said, call for the wailing women who know how to pray, skillfully know how to pray. Men are called to be the priest, but women are called to birth things in the earth. There is power in prayer, and there's great power in skillful prayer, knowing how to reach God, knowing how to cry out to God on behalf of somebody else. And each of these women have done that in my life, and I'll forever be grateful. It's something to have somebody in your corner that knows how to touch and reach heaven, that knows how to speak life in you when you feel like giving up. God has not abandoned you. You are not alone. Remember, God never meant for us to be alone. All these women that are on my list, the ones that I haven't even named, are praying women, are skillful women, are spiritual women who knows how to touch God. Sometimes all you need to do is grab hold to the hem of God's garment and don't let go. The virtue comes through Christ, and on the inside of us dwell the kingdom of God. And God is reaching out to his daughters, and he's reaching out to his people who are hurting. He came to seek and save that which is lost. And I'm so grateful to be in the midst of powerful praying women. You may never hear their names, but they know how to touch heaven. And I honor them for that. And for those who are going through persecution and turbulent times, it's not over. You might just be going through some training, because I've been there. I've been at the point where I didn't want to live. I've been at the point when I wanted to give up. I lay in bed at night and tears would begin to fall upon my pillow, and I could feel a spirit of rejection trying to come and take over my life. But I had somebody interceding for me. I had somebody who was praying for me. The prophetess Stansberry, you couldn't get her. Everybody couldn't get a hold of her. But she somehow took me under her wing, and she did not let go. A true person of God don't tell you what you want to hear. They tell you what God said. And it may not always be what you want to hear to satisfy your flesh, but it may be a word that will set you free. See, I loved God when I met her. I was filled with the Holy Ghost when I met her. But I was messed up on the inside, and I did not know how to shake loose of the things that kept me bound. We need one another. We need somebody in our life who's going to pour love inside of us, who's going to tell us the truth. And don't think these women haven't gone through rejection themselves, because when you're telling somebody truth, they don't always want to hear it. When you know that you heard from God, and a person is not ready to receive it, and they lash out when you're trying to love somebody and they talk about you and they hurt you, and you still, in the midst of that persecution, you pray because God has given them an assignment. I honor these women tonight, the ones I spoke about, and the ones who are on the line, and the ones that are on this sheet of paper, that I intend to pray the rest of this year every day for every woman on my list who have blessed, who have touched my life. Every one of them. Because God has laid it on my heart to come back and say thank you. If you're hurting, we're here. If you need help, we're here. If you need somebody to confide in, there are women on this line that you can trust. If you need us to pray, we're here. If you need love, we're here. If you need God to intervene in your life, we have women on this line that can pray. We need one another. I want to close out with this poem. I actually wrote this for one of my spiritual children that I work with who was going through something. At least I thought it was just for her. But God told me it was for so many more. And it's called Uniquely You. My strong, beautiful sister. Sometimes navigating through life may be difficult, but you were built for the task which lie before you. You are strong. You are beautiful. You are uniquely you. You are a beacon of light to others. You are laughter. You are powerful. You are greatness. When darkness comes to extinguish your light, your love, your laughter, don't give in. Don't give up. Fight for your joy. Fight for your light because you are strong. You are powerful. You are uniquely you. When you think you can no longer fight, take the hand of someone who is strong, who is beautiful, who is powerful, and who loves you even in the dark times. We are built for this, and I will not let go. So fight to break through the darkness and come back into the light because you are strong, you are beautiful, you are powerful, you are uniquely you. I pray that as this word goes forth, that it would minister to the hearts of those who may be broken, those who may be struggling, those who are feeling all alone. God will never leave you nor forsake you. And when you don't know how to cry out for the wailing women, God is so merciful and graceful that he will place them in your life because he cares that much for you. The lines are open for prayer, comments, praise report, whatever's on your heart, this is your time. May God bless this word. And may God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Any prayer requests? Any comment?
Can you hear me, Sister Valerie?
Yeah, I can hear you.
This is Charlene. I want to say thank you so much. You have really touched my heart tonight to be on a list of so many women that touched your life. You've really touched minds and all of us as well. So I want to tell you how much I thank the Lord for you. And you just, I can't even put to words how you made me feel by just including me. And I remember that day as if it was yesterday. I know exactly where I was when we were praying. So I love you and I thank God for you. You're really a special woman of God. I love you, my sister. Thank you so much for pointing us tonight. Straight from your heart, straight from your heart of love. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. I learned a lot over the years on this journey, and I'm not alone.
Sister Pharaoh, this is Mother McKenzie. I'd just like to thank you for that message tonight. And I was just laying here as you were talking and thinking of the women's, and I was thinking about how, you know, different women that have been in my life that helped bring me through. And I think it's wonderful that you took the time out to give thanks for them being in your life. And I just thank you so much for that. It really touched my heart. And like I said, it brought me back to memories of some of the women that helped see me through. So thank you, and I love you.
I love you too, Mother McKenzie. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Sister Bell, you know, you and I are always in sync, because I had already started thinking about how I could bless the women in my life. I was thinking about having like a reception for all the women in my life and have like a little note card or something for each one of them. I had been thinking the same thing. I hadn't put that scripture reference to it, but that had been in my spirit as well as women, because I have so many praying women in my scope of friends as well, who've been with me down through the years. And I was just trying to think of how I could honor them, like a women's luncheon or something. So the Lord, I always have some of the same identical things in our spirit at the same time. So just thank you for sharing that tonight.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I said, as iron sharpeneth iron, so a friend sharpeneth the countenance of a friend. You have sharpened our countenance this evening. You have such a large heart of mercy, heart of endearing, heart of love. May the Lord God continue to lift you to higher heights. And as he continues to use you to bless others, may he forever be a real reward for you in Jesus' name. May God bless you richly and bless your ministry. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Yeah, that was my African friend that he sent me, all the way from Nigeria. I love you, Mary.
I love you too. God bless you. It's well.
Amen. Praise God. All I can say is wow. Wow. I'm still absorbing it. Really touched my heart. Really touched my heart. Wow. Thank you for sharing. Thank you so much. I love you. I'm just, wow.
Thank you, Audrey. Thank you. Thank you. Any other comments? We still have time.
Bless the Lord.
Brother Gregory.
Praise be unto God. Glory to his name. When all else seems to fail us, love never fails. He surrounds us like a shield. When we're looking for love, sometimes we have a hard time finding it. But when we stop looking for love and start being love as he is, we find truly that love never fails. To God be the glory.
Amen, amen. That was my childhood friend, 51 years. And we still connected, and she still prays for me.
Amen.
I'm so blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Ruth, are you on the line?
No, she texted us tonight that she wasn't going to be able to make it.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just thinking about that song that says, I need you, you need me. We're all a part of God's body. That was just in my spirit. Any other comments? Anyone need prayer? Even if there's someone that will be listening through the internet, hold on to those words and reach out to someone if you need help. Don't try to do it by yourself. God is covering the earth with his love.
know, one scripture that I always remember from the book of Titus, you know, when it reads that older women similarly are to be reverent. This is from the Amplified Bible. Similarly are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor addicted to much wine, teaching what is right and good, so that they may encourage the young women to tenderly love their husbands and their children, to be sensible, pure, makers of a home where God is honored, good-natured, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. One thing that I found is that, you know, when Titus talk about the older women, what that scripture is really saying is not about age. It's about your relationship with God. Those who are seasoned in God, who are called, appointed, and anointed by God. These women, these wailing and skillful women, should be honorable before God, but also be able to teach the women who are not seasoned yet, who are coming up in God, who may be bathed in Christ, who may be younger women in age, but certainly younger in the spirit. See, it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God are we to grow. Are we to learn? Are we to love? Are we to learn how to forgive and for God to give us a second chance at life? Miss Charlene.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you cover us in prayer and pray for the younger women, the ones who need help, and just close us out? Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor Hunter. I didn't mean to dismiss the men.
But the lady Stanberry, I'm going to do like I do on the prayer line. Stanberry, we're calling to you. Amen. If you get me in contact, I would appreciate it. But where's my brother? Well, he must be teaching right now, but I want to thank you for tonight. I don't normally come in like this, but I want to just say, I'm just so happy tonight. I'm out. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Hannah. Thank you, Pastor Hannah. Pastor Greg, are you there?
You know, I wouldn't miss it for the world. I have enjoyed it. Enjoyed it. You know, I wouldn't miss it. Yes, ma'am.
I have truly enjoyed
the teaching, the heartfelt love that was poured out tonight. So I want to say thank you for expressing your love tonight through your words and through your prayers and just through everything. Real heartfelt tonight. Thank you. Yes, I am. I'm with you.
Thank you, Pastor Greg. I do want to acknowledge our priests that are on the line who are covering us and protecting us in the spirit. I talked about the women being in single families, but we do have some honorable men of God, and I do appreciate you as well. But like I said, this was close to my heart, and it was part of my journey. You know, men didn't call me to their house for me to come get no food to feed my children. And they didn't know how to come inside and see that I was hurting and need deliverance. And some things only a woman can do for another woman. And that's, if you only knew, that's only part of the story.
of how these women have brought me through and how they continue to bless my life by touching heaven with my name on it. So I'm grateful. Thank you. Anyone else have any comments before we close? Amen. Sister Charlene?
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly
you have it.
We come as humble as we know how, Lord, with nothing but thanksgiving in our heart for what you've shown us tonight in this call. Nothing but love from the heart of Sister Barry, Lord. We thank you right now for the amazing way she was able to be so transparent that each and every one of us was able to see that special person in our life, that special woman. Lord, the special woman like she is. Lord, thank you for reminding her that she's not alone, that no matter what goes on in this life, we have each other. Lord, she's asking for a special prayer for women, for young women. Lord, we thank you for the men, our leaders. We thank you for Dr. Hunter, Pastor Greg, Pastor Jones, and all the men that lead and teach in our pulpits and in our homes everywhere. But tonight there's a cry, a special blessing upon the women, Lord. Lord, women like Mary and Martha, Lord, we thank you for the younger women that we are supposed to pour into the next generation. Lord, we thank you for all the women, the single mothers, Lord, the wives. We thank you for the sisters, the daughters. Lord, we thank you for the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers, and the great-great-grandmothers. We thank you for the deaconesses, Lord. We thank you for the ministers, women of the gospel. We thank you for our sister friends, Lord. We thank you for our girlfriends. We thank you from the sisters from another mother, Lord. We thank you for our best friends. Lord, we thank you for praying women. We thank you for fasting women. We thank you for the wailing women. We thank you for the mourning women. Lord, we thank you for the women who fall prostrate before you, saying thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray for the women who stand right there side by side, a friend who's lonely, who's sad, who's looking for hope, who's giving up, Lord, but you pour word into all of us. Lord, we thank you for Sister Valerie. Lord, for pouring word in us tonight, Lord, as we leave this call, Lord, we feel more connected to you, Lord. We feel the need to contact the special people in our life, Lord. We use women tonight, Lord, but we lift up people, Lord. We lift up our nation. We lift up our country. And I just ask a special anointing on her life that she continue to feel your anointing and just stop and take time to say thank you to the special women like she, like myself, who she invited to this call to told us to make sure we was on this call because she had a word for us. We had no idea that you was going to pour your love through her so mightily that that oil will overflow, Lord, from the top of her head down to the sole of her feet, that it just leaked out on all of us tonight, Lord. And we say thank you. So refill her with what she poured out into us tonight, Lord, as she lay down and just lay in your presence, that we all may just ponder over the goodness of this day, Lord. We started early this morning talking to you, praying, Lord. So let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable. May everyone on this line be covered in safety and protection tonight, Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you, Lord, and please, Lord, may your gracious love help us all, Lord, to have a night full of peace, Lord. Lord, may your love just shower all of us tonight and cover us, Lord, from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we just thank you for this wonderful time that Dr. Hunter has made a preparation for us to come together as Christians and believers, just encouraging each other. And just the way Sister Valerie spoke tonight, Lord, it just gave us a calmness and a peace that it's going to be all right, Lord. All we have to do is pray for each other. I pray for you. You pray for me. We're going to watch you change things, Lord, in our lives. So thank you for this beautiful day, Lord, as we end this day on a beautiful note, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. 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 That's my blessing right there. That's my blessed woman right there.
A praying woman.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory. Yes,
you mentioned Mary and Martha. I forgot to say that. That was part of my message too. I was gonna say, yeah, every Mary need an Elizabeth. Ruth needed a Naomi.
Yeah, call us tonight.
Yes, indeed. It just amazes me how God just complete things. I forget something and you pick it up.
Thank you
for everybody that joined in. Thank you for every woman. Thank you for the men on the line. I am tremendously blessed, tremendously grateful and honored and privileged. And I thank God for each and every one of you. So we'll close for the night. And I'll see y'all on the prayer line in the morning.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all sleep well.
Good night.
Good night.
Love y'all. Bless you.
Love you.